10 Lies You Were Told About Islam. Number 10. Muslims Hate the West. Online news publication Now the End Begins, which has over 150,000 followers, stated that all Muslim children are taught to hate the West. However, an extensive survey conducted by the Institute of Social Policy and Understanding contradicts this theory. The study involved asking 50,000 Muslims across 35 countries, "What do you admire most about the West?" Research found that this idea of widespread negative opinion toward the Western world is completely false, and only 2% of Muslims in Iran and 6% in Saudi Arabia said they admired nothing. Number 9. Terrorist Training Camps. Martin Moyer, founder of the Anti-Islam Christian Action Network, claimed that secret camps exist across America, training Muslims for terrorist activity. In his book, Twilight in America, he describes the town of Islamburg in New York that supposedly holds bunkers, automatic weapons, and an airfield where Muslims can receive training. Islamburg is, in fact, just a tranquil town of 40 families, founded in the 1980s by African-American Muslims escaping racism from New York City. Moyer's claims were quashed by the New York State Police, who explained that the state police were invited to their lands. "I don't know any other place where, if something nefarious was occurring, they would willingly invite law enforcement officers to come and have lunch." Number 8. No-go zones. In January 2015, Katie McFarland, the national security analyst for Fox News, exposed the existence of 750 no-go zones across France. She revealed that the areas prohibit non-Muslims from entering and operate under strict Sharia law, where ambulances have access only by police escort. McFarland's statements were pure speculation, as these supposed no-go zone areas were simply towns that French authorities prioritized for urban renewal and state aid. Subsequently, the Paris City Council approved a lawsuit to sue Fox News for reporting such nonsense. Number 7. Islamic Terrorist World Domination. During his presidential campaign, Jeb Bush stated that the biggest threat today is Islamic terrorism. However, research conducted by the University of North Carolina found that out of the 190,000 Americans murdered since 9/11, only 37 deaths were linked to Islamic extremists. Moreover, Europol found that Islamists were responsible for just 0.7% of terror attacks in Europe between 2006 and 2013. Number 6. Celebrating 9/11. In 2015, as part of his presidential campaign, Donald Trump made a speech claiming that he saw TV footage of thousands and thousands of Muslims in New Jersey cheering as the World Trade Center was attacked. This controversial accusation prompted a media investigation into the matter, which found no video evidence. Jerry Spezial, the police commissioner of Paterson, New Jersey, which has the second largest Muslim population in the US, stated, "There were no flags burning, no one was dancing, that is totally false." Number 5. ISIS represents Islam. Father Douglas Al-Bazi, a Catholic parish priest in Erbil, Iraq, stated that anyone who still thinks ISIS doesn't represent Islam, know they are wrong. ISIS represents Islam 100%. In reality, ISIS is not just un-Islamic, it is anti-Islamic, and in the first 8 months of 2015, ISIS was responsible for the deaths of over 9,000 Muslims in Iraq alone. The terror organization has also claimed responsibility for repeatedly bombing mosques across the Middle East. Number 4. Muslims support violence. The Center for Security Policy, a US think tank known for engaging in conspiracy theories, claimed that 25% of Muslim Americans support violence against other Americans. Donald Trump subsequently used this statistic during his presidential campaign. Closer investigation found that the center is run by Frank Gaffney, an identified anti-Muslim, and that a mere 600 people were interviewed during research. Extensive research conducted by the Pew Research Center identifies 1.6 billion Muslims in the world, of which only 0.006625% identify with extremism. Number 3. Only Muslims in Birmingham. In 2015, Fox News brought American journalist and supposed Islamic extremism expert Stephen Emerson onto the show. Emerson proceeded to claim that the city of Birmingham in England is entirely Muslim, and non-Muslims are banned from entering. Emerson's statement has been disproven by the UK National Office of Statistics, which states that only 14.5% of Birmingham residents are in fact Muslim. In response to the vastly incorrect claims, Prime Minister David Cameron said, "Frankly, I choked on my porridge and thought it must be April Fool's Day. This guy's clearly a complete idiot." Number 2. Muslim women are oppressed. Britain First, the far-right fascist political party, states that women are oppressed by Islam. Muslim women are expected to cover their entire bodies with a niqab or burqa. In fact, the Quran merely states that women should guard their modesty and does not order any particular dress. Moreover, the claim that Islam oppresses women is a sweeping generalization. In many cases, Muslim women are often highly educated, such as in Iran, where more women attend higher education than men. Number 1. Muslims must kill people of other religions. 2016 Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson took to Facebook to voice his opinion that he would not support a Muslim president. He slandered Islam further, writing, "Under Sharia law, women must be subservient, and people following other religions must be killed." The Quran specifically says the opposite, stating, "One who kills a non-Muslim person under protection will not even smell the fragrance of paradise." And, "Whoever hurts a non-Muslim, I shall be adversary to him on the day of resurrection."
Okay, so we made this video because we feel that Islam gets a very bad rep in the press, so we decided to put some truth on what's lies and what's bullshit.
Yeah, if you enjoyed the video, please give it a like and let us know what you thought in the comments.
Until next time, guys.
See you in a bit.